WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. An 8.8 magnitude earthquake underwater near Russia's east coast prompts worldwide reaction. Tsunami warnings are in effect for Japan, Hawaii, and Alaska's Aleutian Islands. Honolulu Emergency Services Director Dr. Jim Ireland.
We have staffing for our ambulance bus and other larger vehicles in the event that we need to use those for medical evacuation, whether it's from hospitals or clinics or people who otherwise can't get out on their own. This is evolving.
Hawaii News Now meteorologist Jennifer Robbins cautions.
Once it reaches shallow waters, it slows down. There's a lot of friction there. We have, of course, the outer reefs that has to face, and that slows down to 30 miles per hour. And then it's very unpredictable what kind of energy we'll get when it comes to the strong currents. We'll have very strong rip currents, and that's why it's important not to be in the waters, even if it's not expected to be big waves.
A tsunami watch has been issued for the western U.S. coastline. Three U.N. agencies warn Israel's restrictions on aid have brought Gaza to the brink of full-scale famine. Amid widespread international condemnation, Israel has recently allowed some supplies to enter. CBS's Deborah Pato was able to fly aboard a plane dropping aid from Jordan into Gaza.
Jordan, together with the UAE, operate two flights a day, and there are about 60 aid trucks getting in daily. But the UN says they have 6,000 trucks in Jordan and Egypt just waiting for the green light to enter Gaza.
Four people were killed Monday in a shooting inside a Manhattan office building. The gunman, who police say died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, appears to have blamed a traumatic head injury on the NFL, which has offices in the building he'd driven across the country to target. CBS's Lilia Luciano also reports.
In terms of the NYPD, they're expanding their investigation, sending detectives to Nevada with a search warrant for the gunman's home and questions for those who knew him and had any information about what he might have been planning and his weapons.
The Environmental Protection Agency says it intends to revoke a scientific finding that provides the federal government the legal basis to regulate greenhouse gas emissions. CBS's Tracy Wolf.
Known as the endangerment finding, it has provided the basis for which tailpipe emissions from cars, pollution from power plants, and other sources of greenhouse gases have been regulated to help address climate change. The EPA is arguing the standards are too costly to business and industry and suggests the EPA does not have the authority to address them, based on recent decisions by the Supreme Court that have limited the agency's regulatory power. Tracy Wolf, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit progressive.com.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
The Brewers back in first place. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with an 8-4 win over the Cubs in Milwaukee. That put the Brewers back in first place, a game ahead of Chicago. Cubs lefty Matthew Boyd had been the hottest pitcher in the league, but gave up 5 earned runs off of 6 hits in 5 innings pitched. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I don't think Boyd had his best stuff. We took our walks. You don't see him walking that many guys in a game ever. So I love that part of it. What a day for Contreras and Yelich to come up big.
NFL Packers training camp continues today in Green Bay. In Madison, the Wisconsin Badgers packing up the team bus, headed to UW-Platteville to begin training camp. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel on what he told his players.
Talk about our defensive objectives. Our guys have looked at every single day since spring ball. These are the numbers that put you in the top 10 defense in the nation in each of those areas.
That's Badgers defensive coach Mike Tressel with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, clouds will increase, some areas of smoke, and morning low temperatures will drop back into the low to mid-60s. Winds will be on the light side. On Wednesday, clouds, some showers, areas of smoke, light winds with right now it's 73.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be talking about the gubernatorial race along with Trigvi Olsen, the Lincoln Project, and Pat Kreitlow. A morning to Pat Kreitlow. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week, Mr. Paul Vandenplas.
The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff. Coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And if you have the Civic Media app, you can call and text directly into the show. You can also leave a voice note. So if you haven't done it yet, download the Civic Media app. It is absolutely free.
See what you did there.
That's it. You like that when I do that. We are delighted to be joined by Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski is with us. Good morning, Secretary Godlewski. How are you?
Hi, Jane. Hi, Greg. It's good to be with you all this morning.
Great to have you back. I think that Greg and I were talking about this before we started the show. I think the last time we were able to get you on, you had such bad laryngitis. I felt so badly for it. I felt like we were torturing you every time we asked you a question. It's like that poor woman, let her go. Yeah. Let it go.
I know. I think this was the first time I had to stop my interview almost midway because I just couldn't get the words out, and sign language wasn't going to really work. Interpretive dancing of sorts wasn't going to really work either. So
it was just, you were such a trooper. Thank you for hanging in with us for as long as you did, but now you're back in full voice.
Yes.
And you and Congresswoman Gwen Moore are going to be in our stomping grounds here in Racine. Tell us about the town hall meeting that you are hosting tonight.
Yes. So Congresswoman Gwen Moore and I are going to be in Racine later today to talk about the big, brutal bill is what I like to talk about, because literally Wisconsinites, I believe, has been sold kind of this false, all these lies about the reality behind this bill. Is it's giving corporations and the wealthy 1% these massive tax breaks while working Wisconsinites are flipping the bill. And so we've invited Congressman Stile to come and join us. He voted in support of this big, brutal bill because I think Wisconsinites have the right to know about what cuts are coming to Medicaid and food share and renewable energy programs that are significant to the 1st Congressional District.
Well, and I find it interesting that all the Republicans who voted in favor of this are it's so good and it's so wonderful and it does so much for Americans, but we just don't want to see you face to face to talk about it because it's that wonderful.
Right. Well, and Jean, and for what Americans?
Right.
For maybe Elon Musk and
Jeff
his buddies,
Bezos. Yeah.
But
great for them.
Jeff Bezos, but not for, you know, Teresa, the school teacher, or Terry, the nurse, that are critical to our communities here in Wisconsin. And I mean, just look at the math, because, you know, as a former state treasurer, Jane and Greg, I'm kind of a numbers dork, but look, like the math is this bill is going to increase the deficit by $3.4 trillion. Yeah. So let's make sure that the apparent party of fiscal responsibility gets that down on paper, because that's pretty fiscally irresponsible, if you ask me. But then how are they trying to like make the numbers work? Well, the number one program that they're cutting is Medicaid at $1 trillion. So the seniors here, the 1.5 million people that get Medicaid here in Wisconsin are going to be impacted. Then, all right, well, what other programs can we maybe cut? So then the number two program that they're cutting is food share. So, you know, the 700,000 Wisconsinites that get food share. Now, let's also talk about 70% of those families have kids.
Yep.
So, you know, those fraudulent kids that are stealing our tax dollars. Oh, God. So they're going to be impacted. And then you think about the renewable energy programs. Our state gets $2.5 billion in investment. Thousands of union jobs are a result of these renewable projects. And they're like, you know what? We're going to put more requirements and make it harder. And you know what? Best of luck getting a job. So that's what's really at stake with these cuts from this bill.
And forgive me, you referred to yourself as a quote math dork. Was that the numbers dork?
The numbers nerd, numbers I think, nerd. Maybe. Right? You know,
I am not. I am, and that's what I find very interesting about this whole thing is that I am not good at math. But I am smart enough to know when I hear $3.4 trillion increase in a deficit to know that's bad. And one of the things we've been talking about a lot, you know, there's the Medicare, Medicaid snap cuts. Looking at you, Derek Van Orden, about this.
Yeah.
But also talking about those small programs we just talked about yesterday, which was the program that was teaching people how to, in Wisconsin.
About nutrition
that's going to be cut. The program for farmers that pays them to grow food to give to food pantries being cut. These are all, it always seems like, as you said, they're it's great for Jeff Bezos. I mean, let's face it. He just paid $50 million for a wedding.
He's struggling.
But
right. Poor guy.
No.
Yeah,
it just seems like everything that needs to be cut is always a social program, is always a program that helps. Is someone, for people who don't have the voice or the pockets to afford their own congressperson
or
senator. Exactly. It just seems like we constantly take it on the chin. But yet they get to sell it as this is going to be amazing for America.
Right, right. Well, and I think when you look at it too, there's two kind of significant groups that are paying for it. One is the state, right? Because basically what this bill does is it says, okay, so you know how we were helping to cover the Medicaid costs that we know seniors and children, one in six kids in Wisconsin rely on Badger Care. 20% of at least like hospitals rely on Medicare. They are oftentimes the single largest employer in rural communities are hospitals that are Medicaid funded. So we know that the state's going to have to at least carry $1 billion from what we're going to lose. If we look at food share, we are going to have to pick up the bill for over $314 million annually. And we just went through the budget process. It's not like there's, you know, quarters or nickels that we can find under state buildings to kind of cobble together this money. And so, like, you know, we are now put in this position where how are we going to be able to cover these costs? Because the feds aren't going to be providing this fund that, oh, by the way, we've been paying into. But they are looking at the states and, you know, our tools in our toolbox are like taxes are making more cuts. And so it's just a really, it's going to be devastating to communities across the state.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, talking about a town hall that she will be holding along with Representative Gwen Moore tonight in Racine. And I just want to get the actually here. It is going to be at the Gateway Technical College, the Great Lakes Room, room R116, tonight at 6 p.m. And they'll be talking about the big, brutal bill, the big bill for billionaires, whatever you want to call it. But it's not beautiful. And I noticed on the graphic, it does say, as you mentioned, that Congressman Stile was invited. And I've seen other town halls where they make mention, your congressman has been asked to be here. I wouldn't hold your hopes up.
We will include, by the way, those details in our show notes. So if you live in the Racine area and you would like to attend, you're able to track it down. So go to civicmedia.us right after the show, and Greg will include those details in our show notes. As you said, Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski is our guest talking about that town hall they're going to have tonight. The other thing, Secretary Godlewski, that just jumps out at me is... And granted, I'm not an elected official, and I'm sure that there are many, many, many things they have to read. But when it comes to something like the budget bill, you would think it would be incumbent on our lawmakers to actually know all the stuff that's in it. Like, I don't know, $45 million for the Garden of Heroes. We can afford that. We got $45 million lying around in the federal government for that, but we can't help our kids.
Well, I think that's what's been so fascinating is it seems like when you are able to get these Republican members of Congress who voted for this bill and you ask them and you, you know, look them in the eye and say, okay, I'm apparently now going to be cut, or my food share is going to be cut, or my health care is going to be cut. And if I can't, if I'm not healthy, I can't work. And so, and they're like, oh, wait, I didn't vote for that. And you're like, no,
you did.
You did vote for it. And I think the irony is all of this is, I mean, not to take us back, but, you know, Ron Johnson, when he decided to run for re-election a few years ago, said that the reason why is he didn't want to mortgage our kids' future.
Right.
And because the deficit was his number one issue for our kids and for our future. And here's this guy just mortgaging $3.54 trillion to the next generation. And oh, by the way, he's kicking them off their health care and not making sure there's food on the table, or taking away their job or their student loans. But, you know, like, who's really paying attention?
But he got his reassurances, Secretary, that down the road, they're going to talk about it. So that's all he needed. That's all Senator Rojo needed was, and life is good, and he's been assured that we're going to address this deficit now that's going to hang around our necks for generations. But yeah, it's all fine.
Yeah.
It's all fine.
Right.
We got about 3 minutes left with you, Secretary. I would be remiss if I did not ask you about a report in the Associated Press on your potential future plans. Anything you would like to share, perhaps?
I mean, I feel like there's all of this excitement happening right now in Wisconsin when we heard about Governor Evers retiring after two very successful terms here in the state of Wisconsin. And I will say, look, like, I have been so honored to serve 6 million people here in Wisconsin. And I think what I'm just really doing now is trying to think through what that looks like for me. So I will share with you all very, very soon. But I think as like, you know, I was playing Fleetwood Mac last night, you know, that song, Go Your Own Way. I think if there's one thing people know about me in Wisconsin is I always go my own way, whether it's with the state treasurer or the secretary of state. So we will figure this out and share it all with you very soon.
Appreciate that.
Whenever
Thank you
want to make an announcement, you can come back to Matt and Air on Air. We will prepare drum roll and we'll get everything ready. We'll have a little, you know,
fireworks,
exactly, whatever you thing, need. You know. If you want to make the announcement right here on Matt and Air on Air,
we're just throwing that option out there for you.
I love it. I love it. As
we said before, the event details will be in the show notes tonight. And I wanted to say thank you for holding this town hall. I think one of the most important things we've seen in recent times are, as Jane said, elected officials who think that this isn't a necessary thing anymore because they don't want to be held accountable. So to see our elected officials out there talking to people, taking in all the commentary, it's important. So thank you very much.
Well, and we hope, and we're so glad you guys are sharing the location and when, and I hope to see some of your listeners there later tonight. So,
Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski has been our guest. Thank you so very, very much, Secretary. Really, really appreciate your time.
Of course. Thanks for having me. And I hope to see you guys again soon.
Absolutely. Coming up next, it is a wonderful time. You need a pet. You didn't even know that, but you do.
I do.
You do. Oh, and we'll have all the details coming up. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Jane, say.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show. Heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Hello, live stream.
Hi, live on stream.
On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our thanks again to Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski for joining us.
I'm going
to
go back. I'm pretty sure she called herself a math or a numbers dork. Nerd.
Something like that.
I love it. Sarah Godlewski, if you're still listening, you're wonderful and just fantastic. Thank you for being here.
Town Hall, Sarah Godlewski will be having tonight along with Congresswoman Gwen Moore.
Yes.
Here in Racine. Starts at 6 o'clock. We will have all the details for that if you would like to attend. In our show notes, you can find those at civicmedia.us. Click on shows. Go to Matt Nair on Air, and that will have an archive of at least 100 prior shows.
Yeah.
So check it out right there. You need a pet.
I do.
Yes.
Don't.
And Calvin and everyone listening right now, you know you do. You need a pet. This is from WPR. Wisconsin Animal Shelter is experiencing an unprecedented number of pet surrenders. Shelter operators say finances, the high cost of vet care are the leading reasons for surrendered pets, which is heartbreaking.
Oh, yeah.
Just heartbreaking. We've talked numerous times to the Wisconsin Humane Society, HAWS here in Waukesha County, Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County. We've talked to MADC, which is the Milwaukee Area Animal Domestic Control Commission. They've been having overcrowding problems for months, months and months and months.
Yes.
So if you are considering adopting, please do so if you're considering fostering. That's a really important element that I think a lot of folks might not be aware of, and I think it's become a much bigger part of animal shelters. If you can get a dog out of a shelter for a weekend,
yeah,
that can really help their well-being to get away from all the chaos and the barking and the noise and the, you know, all of it.
Yeah, there's we went to so Bridget and I every Saturday we go to a local bar to have our weekly Bloody Mary, and then afterwards we go to the Kenosha's Farmers Market, which is right next to the municipal building, and there is a group that does, they're called Mastro Mutts, and they do
rescues,
and we met a wonderful young woman named Danya who is a foster, and her whole job, like her whole work with them, it's not a job, she does it for free, but it's, you know, it's her life, is taking these pets from them, giving them a home, and then helping to find them a permanent, a forever home. And it is something I've thought about. Unfortunately, I don't feel like we have the time to do
that. Well, and that's important.
But also, I think I would adopt every single dog.
Well, there's always that danger.
There's that thing of you can foster. I know for a fact that Matic has programs where you can take them home for the weekend to see if they're a good fit.
Exactly.
But these good little pets need homes, and
these agencies are hurting.
They're bursting at the seams.
They are. The Washington County Humane Society experiencing a 16% increase in pet surrenders so far this year. The Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County saw a 13% increase in dogs, a 20% increase in cats over the period of about a year. So they're really hurting. If you can't bring an animal into your home, if you cannot foster, check out their wish lists.
Yes.
Because you can help out that way as well. They're always looking for dog food and blankets and certain toys and things like that. So most of our animal shelters will, again, either have wish lists on Amazon or, but we'll include a whole bunch of links to different shelters in our area if you are thinking about it. You can also always volunteer.
You can volunteer. And Cassandra, Cassandra, you've been on fire today, and I'm loving it. I'm here for the Cassandra Fire Show. She says, consider donating to cover the adoption fees, too. And that's something that I know that Matic has done specials, where they greatly reduce adoption fees.
Sometimes they waive them completely.
And these dogs come to you, or I'm going to say dogs because that's what we look at, but these pets come to you, they usually come chipped, they come vaccinated, they come spayed or neutered. Those are expenses that I learned the hard way about with our dog. And I'm not saying that I don't love having her. She's the light of my life. But, you know, there are benefits to getting a dog from a rescue and getting them from Humane Society. And if you're ever up in Hayward, by the way, go to go to the Humane Society of Hayward's thrift shop.
Yep.
It is gigantic. It is lovely.
And so clean.
So clean.
So clean.
That was Jane's big takeaway. It was so
clean. Well, but I've done a lot of thrifting over the years. I started in college.
Yeah.
And sometimes you go into those stores and there is a very distinctive odor. Now, the one in Hayward run by, I think it's the Northwoods Humane Society.
Yes.
It's pristine.
In fact, if you follow me on the Twitters or the Facebooks or the social medias, I will take pictures and post what I actually bought at the Northwoods Humane Society.
Picked up some treasures.
So yeah, get out there and if you can't adopt, foster. If you can't foster, at least
consider making a donation or potentially volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
This, unfortunately, I think is going to continue to be a problem. We are having more and more hedge funds buy up veterinary.
Is that why that's happening?
That's part of the reason why. Vet services are becoming so much more expensive is because venture capitalists are looking for a way to make more money. So, again, we will include this all in the show notes. It's one of our big things here on Matt and Air on Air. We do love our pets.
I'm going to become a billionaire, Jane. I'm going to buy a veterinarian place, and I'm just going to say it's free for
everyone. It's free for everybody.
I'll take it on the chin.
News is coming up next, and we will return and lighten it up with Audio Sorbet. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
CBS News Brief. Alaska, Hawaii, and the U.S. West Coast are bracing for a tsunami after a powerful earthquake struck off Russia. Hawaii County Mayor Kimo Alameda.
We want to remind our residents to, you know, don't panic. We will be okay, but we'll get through this. This is a warning. It could be, definitely could be a tsunami.
William Yeck is with the U.S. Geologic Survey's National Earthquake Information Center.
The tsunami is really, you know, the threat that we think of for these big subduction zone earthquakes like this. The tsunami can propagate a long distance, and that includes, you know, hitting the coast of Hawaii. We won't expect it to be very large at those longer distances, but we do expect to see a tsunami hit.
The gunman, police say, killed four people and himself in New York, appears to have blamed a traumatic head injury on the NFL. Medical correspondent Jonathan LaPook.
For every 2.6 years of football that a kid plays, it doubles the risk of CTE. And that's including kids who are playing in peewee football.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Brewers back in first place. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with an 8-4 win over the Cubs in Milwaukee. That put the Brewers back in first place, a game ahead of Chicago. Cubs lefty Matthew Boyd had been the hottest pitcher in the league, but gave up 5 earned runs off of 6 hits in 5 innings pitched. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I don't think Boyd had his best stuff. We took our walks. You don't see him walking that many guys in a game ever. So I love that part of it. What a day for Contreras and Yelich to come up big.
NFL Packers training camp continues today in Green Bay. In Madison, the Wisconsin Badgers packing up the team bus, headed to UW-Platteville to begin training camp. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel on what he told his players.
Talk about our defensive objectives. Our guys have looked at every single day since spring ball. These are the numbers that put you in the top 10 defense in the nation in each of those areas.
That's Badgers defensive coach Mike Tressel with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Three Body Problem is moving forward with a 2-season cast. The show about a Chinese scientist who inadvertently signals aliens, then discovers they are headed towards Earth and will arrive in a couple decades, was a critic's darling after season one. The scientists band together with a detective to help stave off an existential planetary threat. Claudia Dumit and Ellie DeLange join the cast. Season two of Three Body Problem drops in 2026 on Netflix. Here's a Pete pick. It's an oldie, but a goodie. For whatever reason, I never got around to watching the show Dexter until this past weekend. The Showtime drama thriller about a forensic scientist who is a serial killer, but only kills those he deems deserving, is at times suspenseful, thoughtful, and complex. The show dropped in 2006 and ran for 8 seasons. If you're looking for mystery accompanied by some dismemberment, you have several seasons to binge, and all of them can be streamed at Paramount Plus. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, clouds will increase, some areas of smoke, and morning low temperatures will drop back into the low to mid 60s. Winds will be on the light side. On Wednesday, clouds, some showers, areas of smoke, light winds with right now it's 73.
Matinee on air.
Kareen Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Kareen, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matinee on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, guests from the Chippewa Falls School District will talk about declining enrollment and the disproportionate way that school districts are hurt when it comes to state aid.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Barmaid, play me some Buffett. I'm in a mood to get away. So pour me a vacation.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach. Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You can also call and text directly to our show from the Civic Media app. And a newer feature is the voice notes. So you can record a little note to us and text that in, and we will play it back and play it back on the air if it is contextual and clean.
And FCC compliant.
That, yes.
And not mean.
And preferably not.
Some people are just mean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those crazy kids. Just a reminder, Todd Alba has got a special show coming up today. He is going to be broadcasting his show from 2 to 4 from Six Springs Farm in southeastern Wisconsin. The show is called Catching Up with Joe Thomas. Very big show. Todd welcomes guest co-host Brady Ewing, former Badger football and NFL player. Todd and Brady are going to talk to Joe Thomas, Badger football and NFL Cleveland Browns Hall of Famer, about football, family, and his new passion. He is a beef farmer.
He is a beef farmer. And dude, I'm just interested because it's, when you say southeastern Wisconsin, that's where I live. And I'm just interested.
Southwestern Wisconsin.
Never mind.
Six Springs Farm in southwestern Wisconsin.
Never mind. I'm not going there. I thought maybe I'd pop by for a visit and say, hello, give me some beef. But no.
It's that really good, that Wagyu beef?
Wait, I don't know.
W-A-Y-G-U, Wagyu.
I'm sure someone on the text line, and I know exactly who it's going to be, will text us immediately and be pushing up their glasses going, well, actually, it's pronounced. I will say, though, there is something to be said about getting your groceries, period, from local. But there is something about getting, when you get your meat
local, from a local producer.
Yeah, we go to a place in Kenosha County that we love, that again, to the farmer's market that I mentioned earlier in the show. It's just nice because, one, you're getting these really prime cuts, and you're also supporting local, and you feel like the process of attaining it is a big thing.
Yes.
But when you know someone is farming and doing what they love, it just makes all the difference.
Yep, absolutely. So join Todd today. Going to be a great show. 2 to 4 p.m. His special conversation with Joe Thomas coming up today across the Civic Media Network, Radio Network. This is the portion of the show that we call Audio Sorbet, where we lighten things up, mm-hmm. get away from the news, take a breath, hopefully have a couple of laughs.
Calvin corrected us. It's Wagyu.
Wagyu.
That was not the person I expected.
Thank you, Calvin.
Thank you, Calvin.
Appreciate that.
You fancy meat lover.
Today for Audio Sorbet, let's talk about the most overrated tourist spots. We've all gotten sucked into it. You got to go here.
Yeah.
You can't go to this state without going to blank.
Mm-hmm.
And you go and you're like, this is why I drove 400 miles. This.
Just say it, Jane. Tell the audience what you've been alluding to the entire show. Wall
drug.
Oh, okay. See, we got Luke, the very handsome, capable, wonderful producer here, and, you know, Lord above all. He said he loves the Corn Palace. I believe that's also in South Dakota.
It is.
I think that was what he might have thought you. I don't know.
The Corn Palace is actually kind of cool.
Corn Palace is cool. I thought. And now I'm just wondering, I'm just going to look this up while you're talking, but I was not expecting Wall Drug, but I've seen the bumper stickers for years.
If you're traveling across South Dakota, that's all there are signs for Wall Drug. Visit Wall Drug. You must go to Wall Drug, Wall Drug, Wall Drug. And this was decades ago that I did this. But again, you see this crossing all of South Dakota. It's like, well, fine, we're going now because we've been battered with these signs, and it's a big shopping center.
Yeah,
essentially,
it's a mini mall.
Yeah,
big man.
That's about it.
All right, I'm just gonna admit this right now.
No.
because I
You like Waldrug?
No, no, I've never even been to Waldrug. I don't like. I see people are like, where the heck is Waldrug? I'm like, I don't care. I thought you were talking about Yellowstone, and I thought that was in South Dakota.
No, Yellowstone's great.
Yellowstone's not even in South Dakota. It's in Wyoming, Montana.
It's in Wyoming, yeah.
And parts of Idaho, apparently. So, yeah, I'm not very smart. So, you don't like Waldrug. That's cool. That's fine. And I under, and honestly,
I thought it was a disappointment. After all of the buildup and all of the signs and all of the hype, I don't know what I expected, but it wasn't what I found.
Yeah, I can understand why Waldrug would be a just not something that would be as amazing. As I feel like to go to Waldrug is sort of like going to that truck stop on Highway 80 in Iowa. That it's more about the... We're going to that thing.
I'm going to this place.
It's not like a Yellowstone or a Mount Rushmore or something that it has a beauty and breadth to it where you're like, I was taken, like the Grand Canyon. I did pull up some bad reviews of the Grand Canyon just because. But
too windy.
Well, no, there's nothing here. It's like California's drought that I'm dreading of. Easy
here.
Place to commit murder. Just push the dude over the cliff. That's one Yelp review. But yeah, I can totally understand why Waldrug would not do it for you. And I don't keep saying Waldrug to be mean. It's just that it's what it is. But yeah, I totally understand.
Thank you.
I'm on board.
Thank you. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. The most overrated tourist destination that you got sucked into. 855-75-CIVIC. Troy from Mount Horeb has been waiting on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my God. American Pickers in Iowa.
What? Oh, you mean
that TV show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a really small building. They've got a couple of things that they quote unquote picked. The rest of it is their merch.
Oh.
So they have a yes. Their shop is in Iowa?
Yeah. Yeah, I forget what town. But yeah, there were like two things in there that they had picked. The rest of it was all their merch.
Oh, buy American Pickers t-shirts. Like oh jeez.
Yes.
That's
How far of a time, and what was your time investment in getting to that place, Troy?
Actually, it wasn't too much because we were coming back from somewhere else and we drove near it anyways. So we're like, oh, well, let's go there.
May as well.
You know, type thing. So yeah, may as well. So it wasn't too disappointing like we had spent hours to get there.
Right.
It was just disappointing when we got there.
Oh, that's really funny. Thank you so much, Troy. Appreciate it. Avoid the Pickers Palace. American Pickers, unless you're looking for their merch.
The reason why we came up with this discussion point was because we came across an article of the most overrated. Actually, it is famous tourist spots in America that are best avoided. And there are some in there that make sense. Beale Street in Memphis. If you're not a fan of bar life, and it that same can be said about Broadway in Nashville, you know.
Bourbon Street in New Orleans.
Exactly. I will say, though, we went to Beale Street on a Sunday morning / afternoon, and that was wonderful. Less people, still great music, great food. So if you want to see it, maybe check it out when it's not, you know.
So nutso.
So crazy pants. But there is one on here that I solely disagree with, and I will be writing a letter to their editor.
Oh, my.
Number 21, Epcot isn't worth the wait. You shut up. Epcot's amazing, and it's the greatest theme park on Earth. I will fight anyone who disagrees with me. So, but yeah. I'm trying to think if I've ever been to one where I just sort of shoulder shrugged and went, well, I've been there.
That was it.
Cassandra on the live stream back again says the Dells. I grew up there, so I'm allowed to say that. And PJ says, I agree. The Wisconsin Dells are a tourist trap and overrated.
We're talking about the most overrated tourist destinations. You kind of got sucked in. We're going to spend 3.5 hours getting to X. And you get there and it's like, this is it. This is the thing. 855-752-4842. Most overrated tourist destinations. Cassandra also said, my kids loved Epcot.
I love Epcot. I don't have time, Jane, to go into why I love Epcot so much. I'll just tell you this. If you're standing on the property of Epcot with me, you're going to see a child like Greg come out. I am like a little boy in that place. I love that place so much. There's something about it. I know it's Disney. It's a business, whatever. But there's something about Epcot, this notion that back in the day, Walt Disney said, you know what? Let's take the fun of Disney World, but let's also take science and engineering and learning and try to put it together. Now, granted, they also gave us their version of what the future would look like in the 60s and
70s. Got a ways to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But it's still, for me, great.
Something to shoot for. 855-752-4842, the most overrated tourist destinations. Mine was Waldrug in South Dakota. Liz from Saukville texting in, listening on WAUK, the House on the Rock. We call it the House of Junk.
I heard someone once refer to it as, this is what happens with a man with unlimited resources and OCD comes up with. The House on the Rock is kind of, it's very overwhelming.
It is. There's so much.
Yeah.
There is a lot to absorb. Yep. When you go to the House on the Rock. Most overrated tourist destinations, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. What else was on? Oh, we have another text coming in. Maureen from Nina, listening on WISS in Oshkosh. I immediately thought of Waldrug. Also, it was super tiny in the 60s. And you're right, Jane. The signs are all you see for 500 miles. That's the only thing you see crossing South Dakota.
Yeah. There are just some things that are like beautiful. I think that, you know, a place like, for me, a place that was, I wanted to just visit and see what happened was Joshua Park. And Joshua Park is...
In California.
In California is a stunning place to go to. It is absolutely... But there's a place called Seattle's Gum Wall at Market Theater.
And that's overrated?
That's considered overrated.
Shocking.
I mean, that is very... There is a picture of on the website, and I'll include this story in the show notes, but there's literally a wall of gum and someone posted a note on there that just says, this is disgusting. But I mean, a lot of these places too, kind of like with Wisconsin Dells are, it's a lot of shopping. It's a lot of buy our t-shirts.
It's a lot of tchotchkes.
Yes.
Lots of tchotchkes.
Exactly.
Casper in Madison, listening on WAUK Vegas. Thank you, Casper. I've gone 3 times, I will never go back to
until
Vegas.
That fourth time.
No, never again.
I as someone who doesn't party and doesn't gamble, I feel like you can make
there's lots of shows.
I think you
can
make Vegas a really fun time if you seek out entertainment. There's great shows. There are comedy, musicals, all that stuff. You definitely can have a good time in Vegas. If anyone in your party likes to gamble, don't go. Period.
Because that's where they
don't.
Will be.
Yeah.
Also, one other tip about Vegas, go to Hoover Dam.
Yes.
It's really very cool. And there is a bust of Hoover, and his nose is shiny because everyone rubs his nose when they go visit it. So
here's one before we get out of here. And it's not because of my jealousy of Minnesota, but the Mall of America.
Oh, yeah.
The Mall of America, I'm sorry. But
it's a big store.
Yeah, I was like, oh, there we go. It's,
but that was a huge, that's still a destination for folks.
I think there's 4 Starbuckses. You know what made the list? What? The Mars Cheese Castle.
No.
And they spelled Kenosha wrong. They spelled it Kenosha.
Well, that's a whole, now you're going to have to write another letter, obviously. Letters are going
I'm
out.
I'm so hurt.
Letters are going out from the office. Most overrated tourist destinations. Thanks, everybody. When we return, we're going to wrap up the show with this. Shouldn't be a thing. Today, it's the Bite Me edition. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's ice cream month, and did you know you can celebrate at this area stop along the state's ice cream trail? Here's the scoop.
Now, in Wisconsin, we've got 49 different licensed ice cream plants that are making it. But this map focuses in on unique stops in Wisconsin. Every one of them's got a story.
That's Pam Yonke, known as the Fabulous Farm Babe. She says the current trail includes 20 locations, each one from Hayward to La Crosse, Madison, and then north to Appleton, Green Bay, and Door County, dishes out delicious, locally made ice cream.
I've been to one or two, but I'm surprised by how few I've got a chance to visit, and I'm a pretty big ice cream fan.
Find the trail at the website gatherwisconsin.com and add your own local favorite there, too. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah. It's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. Call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We got a jam-packed show coming up for you tomorrow. Dr. Kristen Lierley will be joining us in the first hour around 9:35.
I've missed her.
Lots of things to talk about with Dr. Lierley. Dan Schaefer, who normally joins us on Fridays, he's Civic Media's political editor and also the creator of the Recombobulation Area. He has a conflict on Friday, so he's going to be joining us tomorrow in studio in hour number 2. So join us for that. Jim Santel coming up on Thursday. We have a lot of things to catch up with him.
Yes.
Many things, including some more rumors about how Ghislaine Maxwell might get off and get out of prison. So we will talk about that with Jim Santel coming up on Thursday. Right now, though, it is approaching 10:54 Kelvin. That means it's time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays at civicmedia.us. JaneSays, janesays at civicmedia.us. My husband sent me this yesterday.
Yeah.
This is from the Telegraph, Saman Latif, with the byline. The headline reads, Toddler Bites Cobra to Death.
Jane, I think you read that wrong. It's a tragic story, right?
No. Toddler bites cobra to death. Two-year-old Govinda Kumar was playing at his home in the eastern Indian state of Bihar when he saw a 3-foot-long cobra, which jumped at the two-year-old.
Yeah.
Coiled itself around his hands. Instead of screaming, little boy put the snake's head in his mouth and bit down.
Well, I just want to say something really quick here. As a fan of like comic book movies and whatnot, I would just like to say that Govinda Kumar, you are now my leader. I will follow you wherever you go, for I know no matter what happens, I am safe with you at my side.
Right. The little boy quickly lost consciousness after he was ingested. He got bit. Obviously, yeah. The cobra bit him and injected some venom, but he was treated in the hospital. He's out. He's fine.
And the venom has made him stronger.
The snake died on the spot.
Hey, man, listen here, snake. Don't get into a fight if you don't know what's up for grabs here.
You gave it a good shot.
Calvin, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I just wanted to issue a small correction. He actually did not get bit. That's the impressive thing. He just got the venom in his mouth from biting the snake's head.
Oh, wow.
If he would have gotten bitten, he very likely would have died. But because he just basically drank some of the venom, he was pretty much fine.
I now, in my head, I just see a child with far too many muscles grabbing
he's
a snake.
Not that big.
Just heart, and then being like, what about the venom? Puh!
Yeah, he looks next. Like your average 2-year-old.
I want some apples.
His grandmother says, I was moving firewood near the house. The cobra came out. He perhaps saw the snake moving, caught hold of it. We rushed towards him and saw he had taken the cobra's head in his mouth. We then separated the cobra from his mouth and his hands. The cobra died on the spot. Rushed the little boy to the hospital. He was given anti-venom, and he is just fine.
He's an adorable little
boy,
too.
He's a real cute. We were surprised. Doctors say we were surprised and cross-checked with his parents multiple times to ensure he hadn't been bitten by the snake, to rule out the venom hadn't gotten into his bloodstream. They told us he bit the cobra.
I just imagined Mrs. Devi like, Govinda, and he's like, no, Mima. I've got this.
I got this. He's two. There are over 300 species of snakes in India, including 16 of which are highly venomous. Apparently, this does happen relatively frequently, but I think this is the first that a toddler bites cobra to death.
Don't you just feel like now, Jane, you failed in your life? Like this boy at two has done something so heroic.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, I went to college. Great. And a political science degree nonetheless. Ugh. Yeah, I haven't bitten the heads off of anything.
Now we got something to shoot for.
Exactly.
You got to have goals.
Everybody. I now have a goal.
You got to have goals.
Find me a snake.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening and for watching on the stream. It really does mean the world. Thank you so much. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. We have news coming up next, followed by Tom Hartman, 11 to 2, Todd Alba on location from 2 to 4, Maggie Dawn, 4 to 6, and Pete Schwabe, 6 to 8 p.m. So keep it right here. We are the Civic Media Radio Network, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM. W255 DN Wausau.
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Hawaii. Emergency sirens warning of a possible 3 to 9 foot tsunami wave, prompting people to move to higher ground. This after a powerful 8.8 earthquake struck off the east coast of Russia. Kelsey Shepard is in Oahu, Hawaii, where it is 6 p.m.
The message says siren sounding for tsunami threat 2 hours out from first wave arrival, estimated at 7:10 p.m. Evacuate coastal areas. And that was sent by the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency.
Alaska and the West Coast are also on alert, along with China, Peru, and Mexico. The heat wave continues. The southern plains may be hardest hit Wednesday, with temperatures approaching 100 degrees in cities including Dallas, Houston, and Oklahoma City. This New York City resident is taking it in stride.
I'm a summer guy anyway. I was born in the summer, so